clear conscience. And that, to me, is what guides me.
Well, it's like when I first moved to London and I was travelling, when I was living in Oval, I was travelling across London all the way to Shepherd's Bush every day. That's a big, long, 45-minute, hour-long journey. And there were not barriers at either end in those days. So I could get on the tube at one end and get off the other end, and no one ever checked my ticket. And I was buying tickets every day for months and months and months, and it was starting to seem to me weird. It's like, well, no one's ever checking this. So, of course, you know, got a little bit lazy. Maybe I stopped buying tickets occasionally, taking the trip back and forth, boom, 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 boom. And then for maybe a month, travelled without a ticket. And then I was coming up, kind of got a bit blasé, obviously, coming up in Oval Station. Someone steps up and says, excuse me, can I see your ticket? And that's terrible, because when you're in your mid-20s, it's not like a kid anymore.
Oh, no.
I mean, you are an adult. You've made a reasoned decision there. You can't plead ignorance. So I said, I'm sorry. Yeah, can we see your ticket, please? I went, yeah. I was looking through, because I had, for some reason, I used to keep a lot of old tickets, and I was looking through, pretending to look for my ticket. I went, oh, I don't know what's happened to it, but I bought one at Shepherd's Bush. And they went, okay, if we phone up Shepherd's Bush and there's no evidence of you buying a ticket, you can go to prison. I'm going to ask you again, have you got a ticket? No.
Oh no, I'm embarrassing.
It was unbelievable.
Being told off is worse. It's worse, isn't
it?
Well,
it's because there's people walking by, and I'm being told off by a woman who is at least a foot and a half shorter than me, wearing a uniform. And it was